And joining us now is the mayor of Galva, Rich Volkert. And Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Pretty good. I survived the weekend and we're ready to go.
So what are we talking about from last night's Galva City Council meeting?
Okay, we had been auctioning off or taking bids on lots. We had one on Southeast 2nd Avenue that Robinson's bought for $2,500. So that's about the fourth one we've had. So it's good to get people, get those out of our hands. We don't have to mow them and they go back to the throw. So that was the first order of business last night.
That was the first thing discussed. So what's been the response from people in attendance?
Well, you know, I think they liked the fact that, you know, that type of thing. We then moved into the discussion on the parking ordinance. We've been working on this for about 9 months. We passed it, and there's a group that we've had a couple discussions with, and last night they came in again, and we talked about some of the things and amended a couple things, and we're hopefully that we should finish that at the May meeting. Sometimes it's better to discuss things and listen to both sides of it and then move on. And I think that by the time we get done with this, we'll 95-98% of us will be on the same page and we can move forward and hopefully things will work out in the future.
9 months to work on a parking ordinance. At the very least, it demonstrates a dedication on the part of the city to try and get this right.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like, you know, you know this and I know this, that it's never going to be 100%, but, you know, it's just, you know, not a lot of people came. And then once they saw it, there were some things and there were a couple things that we should have probably changed before that. But, you know, you just don't know till you get there. So that, I think that, and like I said, in the long run, it'll be something that hopefully that'll last for a long time that won't have to be changed much. Getting on the lighter side, we had discussion on Arbor Day. Galva made Tree City again. I think we're in the over 30 years of doing that. We very proud of the fact that we do plant a lot of trees and that we continue. If you look from a distance away, it looks like it's a forest. So we're proud of that.
That is good. And Arbor Day, not that far away. And trees are just hopefully the least controversial thing you can do in a city.
Well, it is and it isn't. The part of the problem is that, you know, that we then have to maintain some of those that we do plant. We're a lot smarter now as far as planting them, not planting them underneath the wires. And we're with our new solar arrays that are going to be coming in. There's been a company in here putting in a whole new bunch of poles. So that has made a little bit of difference there. So we're moving on that. We did have a water line break over the weekend. And I just want to reiterate to people, we do put door tags on to let people know that there is a boil order. There was some problem questions that why didn't we wake people up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when we were doing that. But I know a lot of people don't like to get woken up at that time of the day. So we do publicize it. And, you know, during the week, City Hall will call some of the people. So that is something that happened. It took a while to fix. So we do put boil orders out. And now I think today it came out that everything is good. We got the water samples. We have to have the water tested 3 times. So just want everybody to know what's going on with that.
Good to hear. What else was discussed last night?
We have playground equipment across from City Hall in Wiley Park that was donated, I'm guessing, 30, 35 years ago. It's starting to show its wear. We had some vandalism and we've had to close off some of it. There were some questions about they wanted us to take down part of it. You really can't take down part of it because everything is kind of part of so on. We've got someone hopefully coming soon to do some repairs on it. And then we're looking about replacing it. Basically to replace it all is $300,000. Playground equipment is unbelievably expensive. We will have volunteers, and some people last night volunteered to help put it up because that cuts the cost by like 40%. So hopefully sometime this year, we can get it fixed up and then replace it as soon as the funds and the people become available.
It's important to talk about stuff like this because the amount that type of damage people, you know, when you see graffiti or you see this type of that type of vandalism, you may not be aware of just how much that is costing the city.
Well, no, I mean, but part of what we had somebody lit a fire on top of the slide with the plastic area, you know, and there's, like I said, this guy coming in is going to fix it. It's just one of the things I did say that if you see something going on, you know, either tell them to stop or call the officers or call City Hall because we all end up paying for it in the long run.
No doubt about it. What else would you like to mention?
Okay, just a couple things. Regrettably, we had our canine officer took a job elsewhere, and so he is being replaced. We have a new officer that was introduced last night, Greg Rice. He's a Galva citizen. We put him through the school training, and he was recommended by the chief. So he was approved as our new officer, and hopefully there'll be a month gap that he'll be working before the other one leaves, so he'll get some training on that. So it's really hard for small towns to keep police officers because we can't afford to pay. And, you know, since I've been here, I think we've gone through, in just a period of 5 years, we've gone through four or five different officers. It's just as people retire, people move up to the county, and then people move up to the state. It's we can't afford to pay what they do.
Indeed. And there were some questions online from people about what happens with the dog.
I'm not sure at this time. That's why we didn't say a whole lot about it. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the dog. Last time we lucked out, the new officer that came in, Caleb Engel, who's leaving, had some training, and we just moved it right into that. We are an officer short beside what we have. So it's usually when the dog is used, because of laws, we have to have two officers there. So it's up for debate. We're working on it. And as soon as we decide, we will let people know.
All right.
And
go ahead.
And the last thing I said is last night was with all that's going on, we did not look ahead. Our next council meeting will be on the third Monday in May, which is the 20th, rather than the next week because that's Memorial Day. So our next meeting will be Monday, May 20th, and we will put that in the paper, but I just wanted to let people know by putting it here on the radio.
Yeah, it's important that people are aware that the meeting has changed dates, so people can, if they want to be part of it, they can be there.
Yeah, we don't ever want to try to hide things like that. We just, everybody with what was going on just kind of forgot, so that it'll be May 20th, and we'll put it out. So basically, that's what all the information I have, and I appreciate you having us on.
All right, Mr. Maris, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.